Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take ya. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys.
Welcome to Travel Talk, brought to you by the Travel Authority. I'm Bonnie Pintozzi, your host. It's a pleasure working at the Travel Authority, a truly great company that has been around since 1970. Our travel specialists are definitely the experts to go to create those unforgettable trips, because they understand you deserve every trip to be that great. The Travel Authority has three offices in the Louisville area and is also an American Express travel representative.
Sometimes you just say, I want to get out of here. And that is why Bonnie Pintozzi knows what she's talking about when it comes to getting you the heck out of here. Bonnie Pintozzi with the Travel Authority, take us away.
Oh, I can't wait to take you away. And I have a great partner to help me with that. Today, and we've had Karen Sharp on the air with us multiple times, but today we have Karen Sharp. She's the Business Development Manager for Holland America Cruises, and we are going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, and others would be also Alaska. What's going on up there? End of the season, people looking at next year. So I just want to say good morning to Karen.
Hi, Bonnie. Thank you for having me on, and good morning.
It's always a pleasure. You know that. So let's get into something that is just finishing up, basically. You know, the season is kind of ending up in Alaska. A lot of the people who operate different stores and things like that are going to warmer places in the Caribbean. The locals are saying, yay, it was a good year, but, you know, we kind of want to get back to, instead of thousands in our little city, we have a population of 300. So, and then they start thinking about where they're going to go for the winter, too.
Exactly. Well, Bonnie, unique thing about Alaska and the Yukon, I in fact, have a chance to, I'm leaving tomorrow. We actually have a sales meeting in Alaska. So I'm going to get to see the true Alaskans leave their properties and go off to Hawaii, because that's normally where they're off to.
Yes, it is. And you know, my very first cruise out of many to Alaska was on Holland America.
Really?
Yes. I get that opportunity to see up close and personal a company that's been in the Alaska market for over, let's say, Karen, 70 years?
70 years. Yes, and our motto this year is First in Alaska. And again, we have the most experience in Alaska with celebrating 70 years for 2017. Very exciting.
Karen, I think about Alaska 70 years ago, and I guess I'm just guessing here, but not much has changed, and that is a part of the Alaskan charm. Would you agree with that?
Yes. One of the things that, again, with Alaska in 70 years, there's a few more, you know, ships going in now, but probably the unique factor for Holland America Line, having given birth to this product, this destination, we have so many unique opportunities to take our guests into the real Alaska, giving more time in Alaska. You know, we've got it down pat. So, again, any of the listeners wanting to go, if you haven't been, make sure that you get there. You know, one of the things, and Bonnie knows this very well, we get a lot of guests that say, I didn't get there last year, I want to go next year, and then they still put it off. Don't put it off any longer. It's the hot destination for 17.
It is, and there's a lot of hot deals actually going out there, and it's not just price-driven. It really isn't. It's the value added. It's what are you going to take away from that incredible journey you're going to go on when you're in Alaska. So, Karen, there's a couple things. Help you celebrate 70 years. We're kind of talking about the reservation booking process early. You can receive up to $70 per person, and I love it, Denali dollars.
Well, not just Denali dollars, and again, that's when our guests are getting off the ship and exploring up into the Denali area, which, you know, Bonnie, you know me, you and I have both been there over 15 times or 13 times. You've got to get off the ship. So doing the coast is gorgeous, but getting out into the interior, and again, we have a Holland America Line purchased the McKinley Chalets 3 years ago now. We put in millions of dollars into the property to make it, you know, the standards that we have across the board on our ships. And we're very, very happy to announce that we just opened for 2016 the new Denali Square, which is at the Chalets. This is why we're heading up there tomorrow to see the property and all the new programs that we offer. But I can imagine it's going to be my outdoor living room. We got rave reviews this past summer, and they loved it. It's an area where you get to relax, get to socialize. There's all different the naturalists come out and give, you know, different historical production shows on, you know, what's going on in Alaska in this area. And then, Bonnie, the unique thing about, again, Denali Dollars is not just about our new Denali Square and the property. We offer 98% of our land and sea journeys. We offer the Tundra Wilderness Tour, taking the guest into the, getting them into the national park. And again, that's number one excursion that's offered in the world today is taking the Tundra Wilderness.
Well, let's talk about that just a little bit, because we would always refer to double Denali, and now you have an exclusive triple Denali.
Yes.
So let's talk a little bit more about that, because for people who may have even visited years ago and want to go back because they're looking at the things they didn't get to do, but what is triple Denali now?
So, Bonnie, when our guests are coming in, you know, one of the things we are always looking at the time that they spend, you know, traveling to get from one location to another. In the past, having one night, two nights, it was a little bit, you know, there's a lot of running around, I would say, and then you're there. We, with Holland AmeriCline, made a contract with the National Park that we want our guests on the early morning trips into the, you know, into the National Park on the Tundra Wilderness in the late afternoon. Well, with travel time, it was kind of, wow, you know, people had, are we going to be able to sleep at all? So having the two-night and the three-night now, our guests are feeling comfortable. They're given that time to experience anything that they want. If they want to do another excursion, there's over 780 excursions around Denali now. So it is absolutely, you know, you can do anything that you want to do, including zip lining, or, you know, if you're there in the summer and summer solstice, you can, you know, shoot a game of golf at 2 a.m.
Always a bonus.
Was at that golf course, actually, and actually, you know, took a stroke or two because I couldn't believe I was sitting in a golf course that's
right.
Sitting out there. It was beautiful.
You know, and that's interesting, too, because I know it's definitely on one of my bucket lists to take part in a baseball game, the midnight baseball games that they have for AAA in Alaska, which is just incredible because it's completely light out.
Oh, it is. It's a whole different experience when you go up there, and you know, there's boats actually going down the little river, and your hotel's there, and all of a sudden at, you know, 1 a.m. you hear this going down.
Right.
But luckily they have kind of the shades and the different, you know, draperies that'll darken the room, mm-hmm. if you don't want to stay up all night.
In case you don't want to. You know, I had a question. We keep talking about Denali National Park, and this is, I think we're used to maybe a smaller national park, but this national park is as big as Massachusetts. Is that right?
It's amazing, yes.
Yes,
and again, there's two tours going in. One shorter, it's about a three-hour tour called the Natural History Tour. And then again, the number one tour that the national park puts together is called the Tundra Wilderness Tour. So for any listener, if you want the end-all, be-all tour, it's the Tundra Wilderness Tour that work with the agents, and they'll get you on that journey that includes that. And I know, Bonnie, we go way back in knowing, you know, different times, and we're talking about daylight. You know, my number one thing to Michiganders and friends and family, it's Memorial Day to Labor Day and everything in between. It's when you can give yourself the most time of your trip to Alaska and the Yukon. Because, again, every day with Holland AmeriCline is something different, grandeur. And, again, it becomes a better value when you look at more days into your package with us.
Well, you've put in more ports, more places,
yeah.
Those best of those must-see and the seldom-seen. let's kind of describe briefly what they are, because everyone sits there and goes, I want to see something different. I want to go home and talk to all my friends and say, I did this. So
yes.
What's the must-see and seldom-seen?
Well, again, Bonnie, we're a little bit different. We are some of our most are popular. Most popular is our 7-day north and southbound cruises, where the guests will get to choose, which way do they want to go. But we're including, a departure out of Vancouver, and then we're including the Inside Passage, which is, again, you feel like you're up close to nature, and you feel like you can touch the trees and the eagles that are flying by. We also going into Ketchikan, mm-hmm. Juneau, Skagway, all of these ports. We actually are grandfathered in that we can dock city center. There, we're not tendering anybody off. We're not busing them from the industrial area in. They are right downtown in these beautiful cities. And again, then they can go off on excursion or walk the towns. But very unique opportunity here because we give you the time to explore. And then one of my favorite, and again, if any listeners are looking at, you want to see a glacier and it calving, Glacier Bay National Park, within the top 5 glaciers of the globe to go and see. Holland AmeriCline, we have the most permits into Glacier Bay National Park to where our guests are, and I call it tootling. We tootle in the morning. We actually tender on a National Park Ranger where they're on the ship now, and they're going through the narrative about, where the ship is at right now. And then when we get into Glacier Bay all day, it's going to be roughly 6 to 8 hour trip in and out, but you are up close as far as that ship can get. And then unique factor, Holland AmeriCline, we allow our guests in the bow of the ship. So I don't know if any...
Wow.
I get chills right now every time I think about when, you're there. You can't get any closer. And then you have the captains who adore having this as their destination of choice, and they get to cruise it. That ship is turning 360 degrees. And again, things are warming up in Alaska. There's been more calving of the glaciers earlier than ever. So they're starting about the 20th so of May on. And it's been a unique opportunity, again, having the most permits to get our guests into that area. So those are the – and then there's, again, seldom seen. When you start taking a look at, we're going to get you – have more time in an area where you have a chance to see the wildlife. You have a chance to see Denali. Due to the weather that she creates, this is with that 2-night, 3-night option, you have a chance to see her. If you have an opportunity to do a motor coach or the rail, we have an unbelievable rail car experience that's taking you into the wilderness, another chance to see, animals and even Denali. So all these little nuances come together to, make a great journey.
And we talk about the big 5, and that's the 3-hour tour into the park. Is okay. I mean, you see a little bit of smaller things. You learn a lot of the history because all of the motor coach drivers and everything are very well educated in the park, in the history, and all the stuff. And then you get into what we call the Big 5, and that's the longer one. That's the Tundra Tour. And it becomes fun because your motor coach driver is saying to you, okay, now, if you see something, we're going to go by time. It's 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock, whatever be the case, point. So that everybody starts looking. And but it's amazing when you can see the doll sheep. It's amazing when you can see the bears. And it's amazing, when you look at, if you see a wolf, that's just like premium because everybody comes back and they're in hotels and stuff and they're saying, we saw this, we saw that. And then, your motor coach said, yes, we sold wolves. You become elite in that point, and you can definitely go home about that.
We saw the wolves.
We saw the wolves.
Yeah. Well, that was the neat comment about the Denali Square. Everyone was sharing their photos mm-hmm. when they just got back from the Tundra. So, again, people that didn't even know each other, here's my 1,500 photos I took today.
Karen, I stayed at the McKinley Chalet Resort a number of times prior to what you've just done. I really can't wait to see that because it was always a wonderful place and very, very inviting, very up close to nature as well. But it sounds incredible right now.
Yeah, I'm excited, again, with this with the square opening, and we're right on the Nanana River. So mm-hmm. our guests, you know, we redid the whole property to where our guests now are in the location, in the accommodations that are right on the river. So we you know, cleared out a lot, and we made it to a really unique experience, you know, again, up close to nature as you can get.
Well, it was interesting. We had, when we stayed there one time, we had a mother, moose, and a baby. Well, they got separated across the river from each other. You would be amazed that everyone stayed up at night, making sure nothing harmed the baby, because we had the baby on our side. And the park rangers came and everything, but they didn't want to really disturb it. And they swim across. So, you know, and the current's pretty, you know, strong. So everyone was like, finally, the little baby decided, I see mom, I'm going for it. The cheering section was incredible. When the baby reached mom, it was like one of those moments when you all said, oh, this is great. Yeah. What an outcome, you know? So it is a beautiful place to watch because you are on an incredible river.
You know, I wanted to say something about your website. And, you know, first of all, if you're planning a trip to Alaska, the best thing to do is to contact the travel authority, because not only has Bonnie been there numerous times, Bonnie has a great relationship with Holland America, and you can listen in and say, hey, you know what, Bonnie, I want to do exactly what you talked about the other day. And yeah, she's going to know exactly what you're talking about. But one of the things I love about your website, if you go to hollandamerica.com, if you look at Alaska and you look at the ports, and this is pretty unique for this website, because you guys have actually have some top picks for some of the places to go to, even something as little as a bookstore. Mm-hmm. And you really talk about the towns themselves. And, you know, if you're looking for something really interesting, going to Haines, you have this incredible write-up of Haines, Alaska, and how it feels even more different than any of the other cities in Alaska, and some of the things that you can do while you're there. And I think all of that is really important, too, because we have the travel authority, and you get your travel agent, but people just want to know what they're going to see and expect, and you guys do a great job of those write-ups.
Thank you. And we just started this in January 1st. We opened up our new destination guides on our website. And again, first and foremost, the travel authority, the agents know us inside and out. Mm-hmm. I cannot tell you how many times they've heard how I sell Alaska. You know, we've got so many different, I call it my fact and fiction. We want to make sure that everyone is well knowledgeable about their vacation and what they're going to have in it. Having the destination guides within your help of the agents, it's a win-win. And again, you're absolutely correct. People want to know, where am I going? What's here to see and do? And number one question, what can I do when I get there? And we give great information now. Don't miss this if you want to see an eagle sanctuary. Don't miss this if you want to see this. If you want to go to the Red Dog Saloon, that's in Juneau. Mm-hmm. So we make sure that we give a lot of information there. And again, Alaska and the Yukon, you know, there's no other company going into the Yukon. Some people can get very confused about the different itineraries, when to go. And I always ask everyone, when you're working with your agents, please walk in with a few things in your, you know, on your notepad already. Why do you want to go to Alaska? Why do you want to go to the Yukon?
Right.
And then let the agents put things together and piece it for you, because we have everything available.
Well, and it's also, I mean, we talk about all the big five on land, but, you know, whale watching. It's at its best. There's no doubt about it. And we can talk about those tours, those things that you do to get up close and personal with the whales.
Yes. Yeah, and Bonnie, if that is one excursion that sells out, you know, so you've got the ship, you know, on the ship, you can go out, and again, we got that, all of our ships have the 360-degree teak deck on the promenade, but if you want a true excursion, some of them in Juneau, they sell out, and this is the information that you'll get from the agents, the little tips and hints, also how to dress, Don't bring your big ski jacket. Bring your, your light foul weather gear, your light waterproof jacket.
You know, exactly. We're kind of chuckling, but that is such a good, really good questions, because I think that no matter if it's July or if it's January, people just have this sort of thought that Alaska is going to be, negative 50 all the time. That's not true.
That's not true. And it really, and you can pack lighter than you think if you're doing things in layers, and you don't necessarily have to get dressed up. I mean, that's the biggest question we get all the time is, do I have to wear like a tuxedo to an event? Do I have to have this long dress with heels and everything? And you don't have to. You can go to Alaska your way.
Mm-hmm. But
basically.
You can if
but
you want
can
to,
if
right?
you want to, right.
Bonnie,
exactly.
That's a great, I love that. You can go to Alaska your way. That's exactly what, that's a great statement, because again, you get the guest that they do want to have a dress-up night. This is their first vacation in 30 years. Well, then make it your way. Perfect.
And it's a special occasion, and you want to do something different. This is also, before we run out of time, a multi-generational type of trip. It is for children, too. It is. There's a lot of different activities that go on. And just think what you will learn about the environment, about nature in general, with your children and the grandparents going along. It is an experience to enjoy as a family, too.
And Bonnie, thank you for bringing that up, because there are just, and this is not the hard sales pitch, but because, we want our guests to enjoy the ship and get into the interior, onto land, on the ship side, there are some promotions going on right now for third and fourth person rates with families and kids. That it's down to $99 a person for the third and fourth guest.
Wow.
If but that doesn't pique your interest.
Right? But not all cabins can, honor three and four in the cabin. So I would say please call. If you're looking at 2017, call now. Deposits are low. Reduced deposit. In fact, Bonnie, can I explain our Explore 4? Because I get really excited.
Crystal said yes. It's okay.
Okay. So our Explore 4 that we have running right now through November 18th of this year, and it's all, regulated by how many people are buying into it. So, again, call the agents at Travel Authority today. But you get all four. So right now it's a signature beverage package. This is a $100 per cabin beverage card that is 15 drinks per person for the first two.
Okay.
We also have, and that's any beverage. There's a liquor and wine level, about $8.50, I believe. Then we have the Pinnacle Grill dinner for two, reduced fares for friends and kids, and then this is my greatest one, again, booking early, is 50% reduced deposit.
Wow. And you get your selection and the date you want.
Exactly.
If you wait too long, it's pause. As Karen started out saying, this is one of the most incredible places to go, but almost like the number one destination. We're watching all this going
globally.
It definitely has, and some of the ports are, you're not going to find this on other cruise lines. That's why Holland America was first to get to Alaska and is doing it the best. And if you want to book your trip to Alaska, of course, the best thing to do, Karen, would be to call Bonnie Pintozzi and the staff at the Travel Authority, would you say?
Exactly.
All right. Well, Karen, thank you so much for joining us. It's always fun.
Thank you.
Big Sam. You know, I do have to say, Bonnie Pintozzi, that I've been reading about Haines, Alaska right now, and I want to go because I know that it used to be just an Indian trail, and then they turned it into a tollway. Mm-hmm. And I learned that by going to hollandamerica.com.
It's amazing the growth of what's happened up there, but still, like you said, it's still realistic when you go.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break. Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority, thank you so much.
You bet.
As he mushed on through the snow with the northern lights.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. A surprise guest coming back for our second half hour. Guess who? Well, it's Karen Sharp that told us all about Holland America and that wonderful Alaska and Yukon experience. Well, Karen wears another hat as well, because this is a sister company. It's Seabourn Cruises and a very, very different product. So, Karen, it's been so long since we spoke. So let's start getting into Seabourn, and thank you for joining us in the second half hour.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Steve. This is a wonderful opportunity. I get to, I love wearing the two hats. And for the audience that understands Seabourn, and for those who don't, we're going to talk and get you all well aware of our wonderful ultimate luxury product that I also represent. And again, that's Seabourn. And I think this goes right into what we talked about the last half hour. Seabourn is coming back to Alaska for 2017. And we've got so many unique nuances that we're doing different than any other cruise line. Again, because of the smaller luxury vessels, we're able to go into some very unique areas.
Well, Karen, let's take our listeners on a short visual type of thing that we can only do by painting a picture on radio. So if we step on a Seabourn cruise, what experience do we immediately see?
Well, the unique thing with Seabourn, because we're only carrying between 400, 600 passengers on the vessels, it keeps it very intimate. And I know, in the years that I've been representing Seabourn, everyone says, Karen, but is it so stuffy? It's quite the opposite. Seabourn is casual elegance. The ship is there, and all the, glamour and the luxury that it is. Our staff, impeccable. They know every guest and what they're looking for to make that trip of a lifetime. But then when you as you're boarding, it's not like a normal cruise line where, you're checking in at a front desk or anything. We actually have the Seabourn Square, which is your little living room where you get to sit down and, you get to get yourself acclimated to this, the small ship experience. It's everything that a cruise line and the larger ships have, but in such a smaller detail, more intimate setting. And again, as you're getting into your stateroom, they're all suites. All suites carrying 10% of the ship doesn't carry a balcony. The other 90% of our ships all have balconies, but they're all suite styles. So you're looking at about 42% larger than most of the carriers out there. And for that special guest that wants to go into unique ports, this is my, Bonnie, one of the unique factors in the industry in travel today. Where can we go? What's about the destination that our clients are looking for? Seabourn, with the small style luxury setting of the ship itself, we're able to go anywhere in the world to very unique ports that, again, we're taking that client where most can't go.
And we talked about the fact that because the intimate type of vessel and the, that personalized service and we say luxury, but it's not stuffy. And that's what a lot of people will say, well, do I have to wear a tuxedo? Do I have to wear, all these dress-up things when I'm there? I know you can address that and answer that question.
Yeah, and again, not stuffy at all. I was the twice that I've been on when we first started representing 4 years ago, I was bringing everything, from the long gowns to, the best of the best that I had in my closet. And, I may as well have been on with the trunk, if you may say that, on the 14-day sailing that I was on. And then in experience, the true guest, they're in their sailboat out, their short pants and their dockers, and it's truly a unique opportunity for people to leave their suits at home. There's a lot of clientele that during the week they're wearing their dress suits and heels, or they've got a dress for work. When they're on vacation, they don't want to. They want to leave that at home, but they want everything taken care of from the A to Z of their trip. Seabourn offers that. So again, and then we take them to, you know, many different places and ports where they want to go with, again, between 400, 600 guests, not 6,000. And there's a big difference of the caliper of what we can offer when we're looking at our staff. You know, there is truly a 2-to-1 ratio for the staff to our guests. And they're the best of the best of the industry. We get the accolades year after year for being the best small ship cruise line, and again, ultra luxury cruise line. So again, when people hear the ultra luxury, they get a little bit, but it may not be in my, you know, level. It's in everyone's level. It's just, again, how you want to experience your vacation and your cruise. And I think the opportunity that we have for 2017 and 2018, we just opened up we opened up the books for 2018, which this has never happened this fast. And when I look at, we have 96 departures from 7 to 152 days in length. Now, someone asked me the other day, Karen, 152 days, how, you know, what are there, 5 people on board the ship that do this? No, these sailings sell out. I love when we talk about the longer cruises and how many people, you know, and again, there's going to be that clientele that's probably maybe looking at maybe going into, you know, luxury senior apartment living, and they decide, why not be on a ship for 152 days?
Well, what's fun about that, Karen, and we will talk about this much more in length because you do go worldwide, and when we saw the fall of 2017 itineraries and also the, you know, winter and everything, and then we looked at the, wow, here's 2018 and some of the places that Seabourn will be returning to. So let's take our listeners on the voyage of where you're going, what's new with some of the exciting things that are being offered, not only from destinations, but the ship itself. And we'll just kind of travel around the world as we're quietly listening to hopefully our show on a Saturday morning with a cup of coffee in hand.
Well, again, and thank you, Bonnie, Seabourn's consistently ranked one of the world's top travel choices. And again, this is not just for the professional critiques in cruisers, but again, across the board for anybody who's looking for difference in their travel today. With Seabourn, we're looking at intimate ships with no more than 300 suites. And I say suites, that's across the board on all of our ships. Unique itineraries visiting most cities. With the hitting gems, and I'm going to explain that in just a second about some of the unique things that we do once we get into the areas. We have a program called Ventures from Seabourn for the guest that's looking for, maybe they're in Antarctica. You know, Seabourn, we went back to Antarctica 2 years ago. Our sailings for Antarctica are between 17 to 22 days, and we sell out. We go at the most, you know, the greatest time that you would want to go there. And again, that's going to be at the end of the season. And it's such a unique, you know, when you're looking at the ventures that we offer, this is where these are the excursions to off the ship that we offer and enhance the sailings by featuring and this is not just one or two different ports that we go into, but the entire sailing, where we've got expedition teams that we have hired into Seabourn, only working for us, and these are teams of scientists, scholars, naturalists, and so when we're in different ports with Seabourn, we do conversation programs, and we do, let's go off the ship, and let's go and explore with, you know, maybe the National Geographic, you know, the gentleman who wrote all about Antarctica, or, you know, when we're taking a look at different areas of Alaska. They're coming on board with us, and they give us valuable insights in the destination that we're in that builds a whole different picture for our audience, and then they continue to come back. You know, so maybe someone's looking at maybe 10-day Europe, and then they understand that, oh, we have this wonderful Antarctica. You know, so their next year they're looking at that. We can take them year after year around the world with Seabourn, like no other cruise line can, going into some of these exotic ports. And especially with the ventures, they're guided. So this is another thing. This is something in today our travelers like exclusivity, to where if they're in an area, you know, maybe it's not Antarctica, maybe they would like to go to Africa. Seabourn, we're going back and returning to South Africa for 2018. And in, how does this sound? We're creating appealing opportunities with our cruises that the guests will be able to go into the country's game parks. So we're not just there for one night. We're there for two, three nights in an area where they had a chance to do the parks, to do the wine country, in any, you know, different areas of South Africa that the guests are, you know, looking at, and this has been in their bucket list forever. We give them that opportunity to have the time in that area.
Well, Karen, some of these destinations people maybe have dreamed of, and they're looking at this and saying, how do I get there? How do and when you look at your itineraries and you look at the different things, whether it's somebody wanting to go to like even a 10-day Canadian Maritimes in New England, closer to home, or if you want to go down and you want to really go on some of your, you know, even the transatlantic crossings, or you're doing something with Brazil across the Atlantic to Cape Verde and the Canary Islands, people will say, how do I get to these places? You get there by cruising on Seabourn.
Yes, and Bonnie, again, cruising on Seabourn, I spoke to some guests that did exactly the Canada, New England, and the Maritime, and they said, Karen, we've always wanted to go into this area, and it was just amazing that they said we were able to enjoy the area, the destination, on the ship, off the ship, but they said, Karen, probably the neatest thing, because they were foodies, and they love to sit with, you know, just the two of them one night, and then, you know, maybe, you know, four other couples another night, and just have the true dining experience. And I cannot stress enough about this one, you know, we get rated top of the top for things that we do on the ship. So having that complement what the guests are able to do off the ship in the destination that they wanted to come to, and it's on their bucket list, it just is, it's a unique, I call it the Seabourn moment, that we're able to put this all together for them.
Well, we talk about, and I've mentioned this before, we truly believe this at the Travel Authority, is we don't treat people as a transaction. We treat people as people. And the first thing we all do is we talk. We find out what their dreams, what their desires, what do they want out of a vacation or that experience, whether it's with family, multi-generations, anything like that. But that is also how Seabourn deals with it, because it's very much that personal people-to-people, whether it's on the ship or whether it's on a land excursion or anything. That's what these experiences are all about.
Yes, and Bonnie, we have a saying with Seabourn. It's called the Seabourn Differences, and especially for that guest, maybe they have not sailed on Seabourn. Maybe they haven't cruised before, but there's some unique places of the world they want to get to. You know, I think that, and again, the agents at Travel Authority do a wonderful job of, you know, getting all the information from the guest to put them on that right trip. And again, cruising is more, you know, Seabourn's become more popular in the last 4 or 5 years than ever due to our destinations and what we have, again, on board to put this and complement each other. But the Seabourn differences, just very quickly, it's unveiled service. You know, we know that we can have our Travel Authority agents get them on our product. We have to knock it out of the park with our service. And Seabourn does a wonderful job with that, and we receive the accolades year over year. And then again, the all suite accommodations. You have to be comfortable on your vacation. You know, again, that ranks within the top three. People are looking at, you know, what are our accommodations going to be? When you have all suites, and again, intimate settings with the ship of only 300, you know, suites, 600 passengers, it gives you that and just that unbelievable ambience that you would never get on a larger scale cruise or even on a land program. And then let's not forget our world-class dining. So Seabourn, we've done the research. We're looking at what are our guests really looking for. So within the last 2 years, the awards that we've been winning and the way that we have our dining experiences on board the ship are again, they're truly award-winning. For 2016, we have dishes inspired by Michelin star chef Thomas Keller that has furthered our awards and our program that you can, it's endless. And they've done a wonderful job in complementing not just the dining experience, but then just also the bar and the cocktail side of sailing. So, and again, I don't want to forget to mention that, you know, your cocktails and your wine are complimentary on Seabourn. And that's, you know, again, that is something that as you board the ship, that is already complimented by your travel authority agents, have already gotten your wish list, as per se, for your bar, and that's already into your stateroom. And then, you know, last of the Seabourn differences is the destinations. We take great pride in saying that we have the most incredible itineraries at sea today with our small ultra-luxury sailings.
Well, and Karen, I want to make sure our listeners understand that at some of these destinations, because what you do, you discover that unique luxury cruise itinerary, but you go to those must-see, like the cities, those little hidden gems where, as you have put it, larger ships really can't go. But each cruise itinerary is like a hand-picked collection of fascinating places. So if you want to go to the Antarctica, which we just described, if you want to go to Arabia, India, if you want to go to Asia, if you want to do Australia, New Zealand, we discussed, you know, Canada, New England, you want to go to the Caribbean, if you want extended explorations, or, you know, you're picking out a holiday adventure to go, Mediterranean or Northern Europe, Panama Canal, I mean, it's endless. And then obviously you can, you know, stay on the ship for all those days that we discussed, and they do sell out, as well as all these others, because the size of your ship and the demand for your ship and the itineraries is there, and it's, you know, it's open now. It's all ready to go.
Well, and Bonnie, and I don't want to forget, as we mentioned, the all these destinations and the ships that are, we're getting them there. Seabourn, we're going to launch, and we all know in our industry, the big inaugural of a new ship, and it's going to be the Encore. So our brand new ship, the Encore, will be launched November of 2016. She's going to be stunning with, now we'll have luxury suites at 302, so we'll be looking at 604 guests on the Encore. But she will be doing, Bonnie, for 2017. Her, and again, some of the departures and the destinations that we're looking at that are top on everyone's bucket list. Again, Alaska's a big one, Antarctica, but she'll be doing Australia, New Zealand. And then again, she'll be doing going into the Holy Lands and then a Rome to Dubai. And again, some of the itineraries that the Encore will be doing are truly unique. Because, again, we designed it with the new ship that we have not done these itineraries in the routes that we have ever before.
And, Karen, what I looked at was when reading about the Encore coming out and all of the unique features and how the ship is going to look, one thing that I really noticed when I was reading through there is that the Encore is going to feel more luxurious, but more like a private residential yacht. Because there's a lot of nautical visual elements that are, you know, being employed with that incredible sophistication, but it's really truly a vision, and they've spent a massive amount of time to make sure that there's a lot of unexpected surprises and things for the guests to continue to discover and delight.
And Bonnie, thank you for bringing that up, because what we want that, again, as we started the program, saying the casual elegance. So when you start thinking of your own yacht, how do you want your yacht to be? How do you want your vacation on your yacht to be? Again, and we always say about either dress or, you know, what you're going to do on board. If you don't want to come out and do anything in any of the dining rooms, that's fine. We bring it to your suite. If you want to go out and experience it in the casual style and do everything, the yacht is yours. And so, Bonnie, thank you for bringing that up, because it's a true new open feel for us with Seabourn, and given this, again, the ultra-luxury, but into a very personal personal style of a ship for the guests themselves.
And those frequent cruisers that are on Seabourn love a brand new ship coming out. They love that opportunity to get on relatively fast before many, many others are on it. So, as you sit here, you know, and listen to this show, you have to understand the popularity of all of Seabourn's cruise itineraries and ships are great. But when a new one comes out, wow, that excites the base. It really does.
Yeah, we're very excited. Again, this is, you know, we had the Quest come out a few years ago, and there was a excitement around the Quest because after she came out, we said, oh, we're going to go into Antarctica with her. So they spent, you know, they spent millions of dollars to have her rigged to be in, you know, to be in this area of the globe. Now with the Encore coming out, oh, it's endless. I can't wait to, especially with the, you know, a lot of guests are looking at once they get to an area, get on a ship, how many days can I actually be on within my time frame? Maybe they don't have 152 days in their, you know, in their schedule. Maybe they have 20. Maybe they have 17. The Encore and Seabourn, we give that opportunity that they can get to a location, get on a ship, never backtrack, keep continuing to all these unique ports that are on their bucket list, get off when they need to get off, and then come home. And again, they've got that, you know, bucket list, you know, 50, 60, 70% done. And then we offer them something else on another ship. So it's a great opportunity for our guests that are really destination driven.
And the what's changed in our industry, and Karen, you and I go way back.
Way back.
Way, way back. is basically, we would always think that, okay, maybe some of these types of cruises or cruise lines were only for those people who retired and they have all the time. What you just said as far as the opportunity to choose the amount of days, the age has changed too. The young professional that's starting out and doing things, they're taking much more because they like things just being done. They like that experience. They like those adventures. So it's not just all, okay, well, yeah, that's later on. My parents will probably do that. It's all age groups. And we see the younger groups and the young, you know, we said millennials, but they are going and they're doing all of these types of trips as well.
Yeah, Bonnie, we have an unbelievable demographic on Seabourn that and it keeps getting younger and younger because of what we're offering.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are, you know, again, business professionals, there's just professionals in any industry that are looking at, I want everything done for me. Mm-hmm. I want the A to Z's. And I don't want to worry about a thing. And then, you know, so as travel authorities putting them on Seabourn, we're all working and again, complementing each other, putting that together for the guest. And they may experience it on maybe a first 7 day, maybe a 10 day. And then they're looking at, wow, we can do this the next time or do something else. This is Seabourn is probably what I've seen, one of the best talked up conversation pieces. Mm-hmm. At a gathering, if someone has been on Seabourn telling someone else. And I think that it's interesting to see also the age brackets who are, you know, who are trying us for the first time because they want everything included. And I think that's a great statement.
Well, and the fact that, you know, we don't take all of our vacation, we now are taking more of our vacation. We're not just saving it up because we think we need to be in the office. We work hard. All
work
age
hard.
Groups work hard. Anyone yep. who's retired, they're still working hard. So it's a bottom line effect that says it's time to take that trip you want. It's time to take that vacation. And Karen, one of the things I wanted to save towards the end of our interview, because we're getting close to that, and that's an unfortunate because we're having so much fun. Like we did in the very first half hour when you had your Holland America hat on. Okay. I want to talk about Seabourn's return to Alaska in 2017 and what you're doing differently. I think there are some things that are just there. So if you want to touch base on that one, and we started with Alaska and we'll kind of end with Alaska, but a different way.
In a different way. Well, again, going in an all-suite, ultra-luxury product for Alaska is first and foremost one of the big, you know, pluses here. But again, I think this was Seabourn did it right by, we have an excursion specialist again under our ventures. One of the most incredible expedition people around the globe. His name is Robin West. Mm-hmm. He will be conducting special programs for our guests on the ships and then a course off the ship. When we're talking about what we're going to be doing, so again, first we have amazing itineraries. There's no itineraries like what we're putting together for 2017 and 18 because of the size of the ship, where they're able to go. We're going into some areas of Inside Passage. Most cruise lines, they don't stop anywhere in Inside Passage. Seabourn will be putting together some excursions, where the ship will actually be tendered, and our guests will be able to take kayaks and being able to go into some of the crevices of the Inside Passage that very few people will ever get the opportunity to do. And again, this is all going to be part of the program under our Ventures and Programs with Robin. And then again, and I love this, not everyone comes to Alaska, prepared. And Alaska's, again, a little bit different. So when you're sitting thinking about, well, I'm going to be kayaking, it might be a little bit different clothing that I need to wear. We're going to provide that seaborne all-weather jacket. And anything that the guests may not have been prepared for, we will have that for them. And again, when we're taking a look at, not just Robin will be on board. Most of our 2017 Alaska programs will have between five or six other expedition guides on board. Some of them may be knowledgeable about whales, some of them on glaciers, some of them on astronomy. And again, you don't get that anywhere. And we have found that having conversations with our guests, that they love when we bring the extra amenity, which is the professionals who know the area or know about the destination or where they're at, things to do. It just makes their trip a little bit, not a little bit, but a lot better for them. And then again, in Seabourn, we had the caviar and the surf, where, we bring out caviar in any of our warm water destinations into the water. Well, we're going to add this to Alaska, and we're going to do caviar and ice.
Hey, Steve's smiling across from me. That's kind of fun.
So caviar and ice. Now, this will be a deck party. We're not making sure everyone get in the water. So I think that, we're going to, in any area that we're at in the world, we're going to make it a fun time.
Well, Karen, our time has come, and we will bring you back on the show because it's always fun to take us around the world and take us the world of Seabourn as well. So, Karen Sharp, thanks for joining us today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bonnie. Thank you, Steve.
Want to see the world? Call us, the Travel Authority. Our destination specialists will plan your cruises, tours, and all-inclusive vacations anywhere in the world. Receive VIP status by association at the world's leading resorts across the globe. You'll be wowed at the level of service and added benefits and amenities, amenities that you simply can't get by booking online, such as preferred rate, a complimentary room upgrade, spa, and resort credits. Visit thetravelauthority.com or visit one of our three locations. Call 502-292-4763 for more information. Listen each week to Talk Radio 1080 from 10 a.m. to 11. Travel talk brought to you by the Travel Authority and Outdoor Company.
Off the Florida Keys.